Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Mama Seven, and we are doing a wonderful approach radio. I am so glad to be here. That means I have survived the day. I have survived the fast, even though I'm going to wait till afterwards to eat. I have monitored myself, monitored my language, monitored all that I could, and I came out on top. I'm on top because I'm still here. I'm on top of the grass, you know. I am on top of, really, I'm on top of where I was this morning. It's not like this morning was a bad morning, but getting to this point means that I have learned how to survive this morning. And there'll be all kinds of mornings. We got another one coming up tomorrow, hopefully. Surviving this one lets me know that I can survive this one. I was going through devotions this morning, and we were going over our topics like we do every week. And really, I was like, you know, I felt like I had learned and acquired so much in this particular fast. Now, I always learn a lot in all my fasts. Anything I do for God, anything I do for spirit, I am always on the learning end of it. But this particular devotion had a lot to teach me. And even though I have done fast forever, I still learned a lot. And I think that's because I'm determined to learn. I insist on learning. I know there's a lesson here somewhere. So here I am looking, paying attention. Where is the lesson? That's why I still get to learn. It's really an opportunity. It's really a blessing. A sharp mind is definitely something to value. What we learned, what we did last week we talked about service. Of course, service is part of the devotions. You're supposed to be doing weekly service. And many of us actually work in service fields. And we get to run across people who need help with service all the time. So service really should be second nature. It's very important for those that any relationship with God that they leave themselves open for service. This is how we're going to continue to spread God's love. This is how we're going to be able to allow God to use us by being in those places where God may not be represented properly. It's our job to get in there. It's our job to represent. It's our job to plant seeds. This is what we do. So that service piece is very, very important. And some of us have service that that's due monthly. That's fine. That's wonderful. But trying to get this service in, definitely during this devotion, really, really will put us, you know, in a good spot mentally and spiritually and emotionally. For me, I love doing service. I don't have to look for service. Service finds me. You know what I'm saying? Not hard to, okay? All you have to do is turn on your light and let the universe know, I'm here to help. I'm here to build. I'm here to grow. And then the universe sends people to you every single time. And I love it. I love it. It's a perk of the job, okay? Today, tonight, into what, and as always, this is a collective show. This is not Mama Seven. I have many, many experiences, but this is, my phone's going in and out. All right, so even though I have gone through many experiences, I really want to get to the point where we're all sharing what we learned, because I promise you, none of us did this alone. This fast right here, again, was a collection of all of us coming together. We're all creating these gift baskets for God. All of us put different things in our gift baskets. None of these baskets are the same. You know, I could have given up cigarettes. I don't smoke. Another angel could have given up cigarettes, but if I only smoked once or twice a month and they smoked every day, 5-6 times a day, it's a different sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? And so it's that kind of stuff that makes the packages, I would say, way different, okay? Way meaning like weight, okay? It makes it different because the sacrifice is different. If you have somebody who's never fasted before and all of a sudden they get up and do one of these sun up to sundown, that matters, okay? That weighs a lot because this sun is up at 6:30. Don't go down till 8. I mean, this sun's still going strong down here in Georgia. This sun, so we're probably not going to be done down here till about 8:15, 8:20. That's a long, long day. And to do it and still smile, because remember I said, can't run around kicking the cat. You know, because you hungry, it does not give you an excuse to kick the cat. Can't yell at the kids, can't fuss about this, can't fuss about that. You have to smile. You still have to be courteous. You got to do this guy's work with a smile, man. So we need to get into what we each learned. And I'm so excited. I'm ready to share. I have my little pen and paper because everybody knows I need a show with pen and paper. I want to learn. I'm here to continue my growth. And also, even if you have a question, I wouldn't even mind hearing a question or two. Because what happens is these types of shows and this information helps us to better prepare for next year. I think in my list, I think we had maybe, I know for a fact we had about 10 new people that had never fasted before. And their brave souls decided they were going to come and do this fast. So, and I've been keeping track of them. I applaud them because this is not easy. This is not a joke. And so to come in and to start with this one, awesome. But what I know for a fact, you know, they say one thing for certain and two things for sure, people are in a different mindset than they were really 2 years ago. You know, so many people are at their Hail Mary. They're like, look, show me something. What you need me to do? Fast? Fine. You need me, you know, it's like people have gotten to the point where, and it's not frustration, it is a determination that I have not seen many people have. And especially when it comes to God, this is why our numbers are doubling up everywhere we go. Because people are like, I need to see something. I need to change something. You know, that drive in your heart is becoming stronger, and people are like, show me how to connect. Because what I'm doing is not connecting. I already know I'm not doing it. I can't feel it. Like the commercial used to say, I can't taste my beer. This is where we are, okay? We cannot taste, you know, this spice of life. We're missing some key components. I promise you, without God in place, without having that relationship with God, you don't have anything. Everything feels void. Everything is just, you know, whatever. You know, you're just kind of going through the motions because God makes everything right. God makes everything right. God makes everything complete. That surrender you do with God, that love you do with God, that is the spice of life. This is why we live. This is why anything is worth it. That's why anything is worth it. So if you would like to call in, press 1 and let me know, hey, I learned something in this devotion. I have something I'd like to share. And really, that should be everybody because this devotion, number one, to survive 2020, okay, deserves a cookie, just that alone. But then to turn around and after a year of COVID restrictions, after, you know, a year of family members, you know, getting sick. I mean, we've even had some people transition. You know, this hasn't been just an average cold. This has been, you know, people have transitioned from this. After going through all of that, after building from all of that, to come and say, hey, I still have enough strength to dedicate myself for 30 days to God and God's will and God's plan, to me is worth it. And that an average person cannot do that. Okay, that's how I know I'm dealing with the spiritual leaders of their communities. This is how I know I'm dealing with extraordinary times. We're in a special time in this moment. So 100%, press 1 if you would like to share what you've learned, okay? While we're waiting for everybody to get situated, there are a couple things that I learned and that I want to share. And I'm always learning. I'm always learning. And so, you know, don't be surprised when next year I have another list of things that I learned, because I'm always learning. I put myself in a position to learn, okay? So, first thing I learned, things will work themselves out, okay? Things will work themselves out. You know, so many times we have a commitment to what this is supposed to look like. I want this to look like A. I want this to look like B. I need this in 2 weeks. You know, I need this in, you know, I want this in 6 months, period. And because we come in with preconceived ideas and notions, because we have expectations, because we have all these things going on in our head, whether they're right or wrong, whether they're for fairy tales or not, it's honesty time. Whenever we come together with a wonderful approach, this is the no judgment zone and is the honesty corner. We got to be honest about some things, okay? So if you wanted a pink pony and instead you got a black cat, you know, whatever you needed, whatever you wanted, it may not have came and looked exactly like you wanted it to look like. What devotion's taught me is that things will work themselves out. Good, bad, up or down. All you have to do is open yourself up to the experience. Okay? That's a pill to swallow. I don't want to say it's a bitter pill, but it's a pill, okay? That's something you may have to think about. You may have to really work your way through, okay? Because we think if we didn't get the outcome we were wanting or the outcome we were expecting, that it didn't work. No. It may still have worked. It just wasn't what you wanted. Okay? It may still be done. It just wasn't what you were expecting. And we have to get okay with that. When we truly signed ourselves over to God, when we, you know, that's what this 30 days has been about, family. It's about living a God-centered life. Don't be surprised if you have to make some adjustments to your thought pattern when you live a God-centered life. It's okay. You will survive. But let's go ahead and move accordingly. So that's one thing that I learned. Things will work themselves out. Don't hold your breath is not necessary. Just do what you need to do. Okay? All right, I have a caller that I would like to share, and I want to hear from the callers because everyone's experience is different. Other people may have picked up other things during the devotions. So don't hesitate to call in. All you have to do is press 1. That lets me know at the switchboard you'd like to share. All right, hold on for just a second. We're going to bring our caller in. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings. How are you doing?
I am very well. How are you?
I am doing great so far. Just, you know, trying to stay stable within everything.
Amen. Amen. That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
That sounds wonderful. All right, my dear, tell me, what did your young self in your new beginnings of life, okay? I mean, I love talking with our young people because you have a different angle than I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I love to share with people. But tell me what you learned during this devotion.
What I learned within this devotion is to be more grateful for family. That's
Amen.
One thing that I have learned.
Amen.
I know I'm grateful for family regardless, but I don't allow myself to spend as much time with family as I would like to, or more as if I tried more this time, if anything. One of the things that I had taken a break from was social media, unless it was business related. And with that, I spent more time speaking with my father and building our relationship, speaking with my mother every day because, you know, she's back in Charlotte and everything. So I've gotten closer to my mother, my little sister, the rest of my dad's side of the family because we haven't seen each other in over 5 years for my dad's half. But I get to walk over around the corner and actually spend time with blood cousins, people that, you know, I never got to spend time with like that. So just speaking over situations and being accepted for me and trying to be grateful for myself as well and let me be 100%, you know, completely myself and just grow and build, it's been a new experience. So I'm happy to go home and want to go home for family, not necessarily go home for anything else, more as if.
How awesome. How awesome. I think you got it. I think you got the message. I think you got it. How wonderful. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. 6 more days.
Thank you. I know, right?
All right, peace.
Peace.
All right, now, our baby, our Zakiya, she's not a baby. You know, she's definitely a young woman, but she's one of the younger angels, you know. And she just said some words, okay, to be more grateful for family. How often do we take for granted the ones that are right here in your face, the ones that are in your house? How often do we take for granted, you know, they'll always be there? I started off the conversation talking about we lost people this year. You know, that's a reality that everybody needs to kind of think about. You're not guaranteed to be here. That person that you love so much, but you keep getting caught up, you can't ever make time for people, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? They may not be here next weekend. And you keep putting it off next weekend. You keep putting it off next weekend. You see what I'm saying? So let's take that. Let's make some changes in that. Let's be grateful for family. Let's be grateful for those that we share bloodlines with. Because those very memories that you're making with that family, those would be the memories that people, that your descendants will talk about. You know, don't forget, we soon, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's 10 years from now, whether it's 50 years from now, but we will be ancestors. We will have those that will hopefully, if we've done right, if we have made enough of an imprint, if we have taught the culture, there will be those that say our name. But in order for them to do that, in order for them to learn, in order for, we have to do our part in teaching, and we also have to do that part to make sure that we leave them with something worthwhile where they would want and desire to be remembered, to remember us, right? So be more grateful for family. How wonderful. Yes, 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 young sister. We need that. We need that. I want to stay with the phone lines for a second. because, like I said, everybody should have something that they learned during this devotion. So we're going to spend some time talking about it. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you?
Oh, greetings. It's Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hungry, but I'm good.
Look, six more days. And I'm looking outside the window. The sun's still up. I'm looking outside the window. The sun's looking at me like, what? You know what I'm saying? What?
I ain't knowing exactly when dusk and stuff is, because I don't want to cheat. But my joke is, and you can ask my fast buddies, my joke is, so many days till pizza.
Right. Mine is 6 days to Cracker Barrel, okay? On the real. You know, I live in the country. We don't have, like, real restaurants, so, you know, Cracker Barrel's it. But I'm going to go in. I'm going to drink sweet tea. Hey. But, yes, my dear. What did you learn from your devotion? What did 2021 teach you?
So I am understanding that I am committed to the commitment, and that's a big thing for me. I have, you know, I call myself feral. I'm not a domesticated individual. I'm feral. And I am enjoying cooking for my ancestors. And
amen.
I just got an email from my mom for doing another one of those DNA blood sample things. And I think I've been introduced to a new ancestor who is 100% African. And I'm like, yeah. So, and my aunt thinks she knows exactly who that is. So I feel like that's a reward for doing what I'm doing. Now, I'm not like I'm up here cooking some African dish, so it's not like I've, you know, offered anything to him. But I really feel like I'm like, hey, Grandpa Joe, hey, you know. So
yeah.
I'm loving that.
Yeah.
I'm learning how to meditate. Like, you know, I'm not Gandhi, but I am definitely, I have a rhythm, a structure that is making sense to me. And I also know what I'm going to be doing next year.
Okay. You know what?
Like,
yeah,
I know you're going to come up with some whole other list. I know you're going to come up with some whole other list that's going to tell me that I'm still in way below the line, but I know that I want to fast different on the food level. I know that I want to definitely continue with the meditation. I know I found a charity that I plan on working with, hopefully once a month or once every 2 months. It all depends on what they want to do because it's outside.
Right.
But I found a place that I know I can feel comfortable with doing. And there's more things that I've discovered, but the main one is literally, like I said, I'm committed to the commitment. I'm feeling good. Like, to me, I walked into this thing with a good attitude of doing what I said. I hit a plateau, I want to say week three, I hit a plateau where I was like, okay, all right. Yesterday was a crappy day. For me, yesterday was a crappy day. But I knew pray through it, and I actually had to release the tension that I was building up. I mean, I hate to say it, but it was a primal scream I had to let out, and it hurt my throat and everything. It was like all these little things were just getting to me. And after doing that, my honesty flowed out. I had to talk to customer service for a couple of things, and I was like, look, I have a bad attitude. It's not you. It's me. But if you can help me, you know, and they're like, man, we're going to help you out, blah, 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 blah. And so I just learned honesty with myself. You guys, excuse my cat. He's ailing, and I'm not letting him hurt himself. I just learned some things on how to be honest with myself so that I can not take it out on the universe.
Yes. You know, I'm looking for my pen because I got to write that down. Honesty with myself. I don't know how we lie to ourselves, but we do. We do, and we do it all the time. And I'm like, okay, are we wrong for lying to ourselves? Are we wrong for believing the lie that we know is a lie, that we just told ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Either way, it's a problem, and we do it all the time. And so, yeah, that's a major, major thing because, of course, when you lie to yourself, you temporarily win, but you also temporarily lose. You know, it's like you're not ever going to come full forward. You can't grow. You can't do anything as long as you're still lying to yourself. You know, it's called denial. And denial is when you're not sure about the truth. Lying is when you know the truth and you just ain't going to hold, you ain't going to let it go. So mm-hmm. those are wonderful things to learn because, and I love the fact that the focus has been on you. So even as we're working to prepare this gift for God, it's also helping and preparing us for what we have to do. So I love that. You got exactly what you needed out of it. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of your progress because this ain't no easy task. It is so not an easy task.
No, it is not. Because, like, I would say I'm addicted to not necessarily takeout, but it's not McDonald's. But I'm definitely addicted to not eating my own food. And I have enjoyed my food. And yeah. even though I'm still eating, like I'm not doing it like everybody else, I'm still eating, I have just felt that level of lightheadedness and my body has felt some different ways and even my weight is different. So I can
yes.
see how it actually is working. And so it helps me to understand how I'm going to do it next time, where I'm going to go harder next time. And so when I say I'm committed to the commitment, I'm committed to the commitment of being obedient to God as best as I can. I'm committed to the commitment of continuing to do the work. I'm committed to the commitment of praying more, listening more, being there for other people more. Like I'm committed to all of that.
Amen. Amen. That's exactly what we need. That's exactly what we're talking about. You hit it right on the head. Now let me ask you this before I let you go, though. Was it very different from last year?
It was different from last year because I'm not going to lie to you, not smoking weed, it didn't bother me. Cursing, I think I might have slipped twice, and, you know, my record has been about 3 or 4. You remember my 5.5, 5.5?
mm-hmm.
Those didn't challenge me the way it had back then. What challenged me was the meditation. What challenged me was not use DoorDash. What challenged me was to literally cook. The
yeah.
exercise, that challenged me.
Yeah.
And I'm up to 100 squats. Like, tonight is 100 squats, so I built up something.
Wow.
It's just, it's like, it's doing the better things that was,
yeah.
I mean, you hear what I'm saying. Like, it was doing the things that was going to benefit me. Now, there's some outcomes I was nervous about because I don't really want to lose any more weight or anything like that. And I had a conversation with Barbie earlier where she was talking about fasting, and I was like, I just don't want to be a dark-skinned skeleton. Like, I keep losing weight. I don't need to lose weight. I don't know what's going on. I don't want to be a dark-skinned skeleton. She said, don't worry about that. When you get past day 3, your body will understand
yes.
this, and you're not going to do
yes.
that. And I said, okay, good. So that
right.
is telling me I'm on the right path to go harder with the fasting because I really think next year I'm going to do sun up, sun down. All right. So, and that's just one of the things. But yeah, mm-hmm. I'm committed.
Sounds good. Thank you
but
so much for
pizza.
Sharing.
I'm getting my pizza.
So, girl. Yep, got it. With the sweet tea. Yes. All right, my dear. We'll talk more soon. How awesome. Look, that honesty with self peace. We got to do that. We got to do that. Because if we're not honest with ourselves, we're not doing anything. I mean, we're not even cheating. We're on that hamster wheel going round and round and round. Let's work on that. Let's work on that. Look, I want to stay with the callers. I want to stay as I'm learning. What did you learn? How was it? Let's see if I can grab a caller. Greetings. Welcome to the program. Greetings. You may have to come off mute.
Greetings, Mama 7. Can you hear me now?
There you go. I got you. Greetings.
Okay.
How are you?
Good. How are you? This is Stacy. How are you? Good evening.
Good. Hey, Stacy, this is your first devotions, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
Yes.
The challenge is real. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
it's my first, not only devotions, but my first time ever fasting in my life. You know, coming
wow.
from a very religious family, I am shocked that I never have fasted.
Okay.
But
okay.
I went full-fledged in. I did the sun up to sundown the first 4 days. I'm going to tell you, I was like eating myself from the inside out.
Oh,
yes.
Lord, please, I need a chip. I need something. And every time I would get
yes.
to that point, I would just say, I would pray. And I would say to myself,
yes.
you know what, Lord, give me the strength. I need discipline.
Yes.
I'm going to drink some hot liquid. So for like the first
yes.
couple of days, I was drinking hot water, not even tea,
yes.
just hot water,
yes.
just trying to, you know, ease my stomach pains. And you
yes.
know, it wasn't really pain, but pain of feeling like I needed something. To eat.
Yes.
So that's what I was doing. And every time I would get weak, I would just be like, oh, I'll just pray. Lord, please, just get me through this. I could do it. I could do it. I could do it. So I must
yep.
admit, and like you said, being true to yourself, this past weekend,
yes.
I had to like give in and say, okay,
yes.
at this point, I think I did as much as I possibly can. God knows my heart. So I'm now just
mm-hmm.
doing the fluids and fruit. In the morning, you know,
yes.
like throughout the day.
And that's
and then
that's
I eat
a
at
big
night.
Deal. Even that's
yeah,
a big
it
deal.
Is.
Don't
yeah.
don't sneeze on it now. Even doing that is a big deal. Making that sacrifice saying, hey, I'm going to eat at this time and that time, or I'm only going to eat fruits and vegetables and everything, that is a challenge. You know, that's what Talib is doing. So during the week, Monday through Friday, he's doing, of course, our standard block. That standard block is hard, y'all. That no soda, we're like, no soda. And so it even that. But then on the weekend, he's doing a full sun up to sundown, and I'm noticing that he's a lot more patient and compassionate with me now that he's done a couple of them. And he's like, so at first he was like, look, you crazy. Now he's like, wow, I see the work
yeah.
that this takes, okay? Let me tell
and
for
it
myself, just to be thinking
and my,
about
and my
it.
Family, yeah, and my family has been really on board with it. At first, it was like they would come down
awesome.
And make breakfast right in front of me, you know, and it was just
yeah,
like,
okay.
oh, you can't eat,
yeah.
I'm sorry, you know. And then maybe like by the second, third week, it was like, oh, mommy, I don't want to eat in front of you. Let me go upstairs and eat. Like, you know, I feel bad that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you're fasting on your own. My husband was like, oh, you know what? You can't eat that, so I'll just wait. I'll wait till the sun goes down so we can eat together or
yes.
something like that, you know.
How
so
sweet.
I noticed that they were really noticing it. Another
yeah.
thing that I noticed, and it's funny, Siobhan was like, have you noticed anything? I'm like, no, I haven't noticed any difference. No, not really. But then I thought about it. I said,
mm-hmm.
you know what? I have noticed something. I see that my daughters are being, like they have been more in tune with their spiritual side.
Oh, yeah.
Like the gifts are developing. And it is coming like full force.
Yes.
And I did see a lot of that spiritual development and being very, like you said, disciplined, getting up in the morning,
yes.
making sure that my candles are lit, making sure I'm changing the water to the flowers that I've offered to, you know, to Yeye Oshun and to my ancestors,
mm-hmm.
Making sure that
Amen.
their offerings of food and liquids are changed and not rotten and things like that. Just being very
mm-hmm.
disciplined on the things, doing that, making sure that I do my daily devotional prayers and praying
Amen.
More so, not just for me and what I need, but for people that's in my circle or people that I know that are suffering, that's out there
yeah.
that I pray for. Usually I pray for myself,
yeah.
or I pray for my family, but now I find myself praying more so for people that I am in like I know of that are suffering and going through things and issues in their
yeah.
own world. I'm praying
yeah.
a lot more for them.
That's so awesome.
I think that's, yeah, I really appreciate this experience because I think that it has strengthened me in so many ways. My community service, I'm going to my mother's house this weekend. My grandmother passed and we just recently cleaned out her house. This is during the devotion time at like the beginning. And I have a lot of her stuff that we were literally just throwing away in the garbage because we had not enough time because we were about to close the home. And right. we were just, like, throwing about, away a lot of her stuff, but it was killing me to do that. So I took, like, some of her glassware, and I used that as some of my offering bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like that's her stuff, and
it is.
I use
yeah,
it to make offerings
yeah.
to them. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I kept some of those bowls. And I was like, oh, this is a perfect bowl, perfect size, small hand, you know, like right in the palm of your hand. So I kept a couple
uh-huh.
of those things. But a lot of her clothes I'm going to go take to my mom's building. She lives in a senior building. And I'm just going to let it out, lay it out, and they can just take whatever they want. Whatever's not taken, and I'll probably, you know, take that to the church or whatever and get rid of it. But that's
uh-uh.
going to be my community service. Yeah.
That's a great
so
service, too.
Yeah,
that's
it for me, and I'm grateful for the experience. I just want to let you know that I really am.
Amen.
I'm grateful for it.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to next year too.
Okay.
Do it again.
Now
yes.
look, that's
Amen.
A great
yes.
sign. That's a great sign when you're like, I know I did this. I'm about to finish, and I'm ready for the next one. That's such a great
yes.
sign. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. You said a mouthful.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. Peace, sister.
Peace.
Look, now that's a time faster right there. Did you hear the excitement? Did you hear the excitement? I heard it. She's on fire, and it's so beautiful because on fire for God, that's passion. That's passion. Let me tell you something. Spirituality is contagious. Because I can tell you this, whoever you surround yourself with, that's who you are. That's who you're going to become. So if you're around someone and they're talking slang all the time, you're hearing it, your brain is processing it, sooner than later it's going to come out your mouth, period. This is just mathematics, okay? When you surround yourself with God people and with people that are talking about God, they're feeling God, they're sharing God's messages and everything like that, when you're around those people, God's going to come out your mouth sooner or later. And so when you say you can start to see the impact in the children because they're seeing it in you, let me tell you something. Children and pets, they're going to tell on you. They are going to tell on you. So you have to make sure that what they have to say, what they're about to tell the whole world, because they are, is positive, is what you want out there and everything else like that. So if you start putting, you know, sometimes I wonder, how did this three-year-old learn how to cuss? How does a three-year-old, most three-year-olds are singing Baby Shark or Disney or Wonder Pets or whatever. How your three-year-old cuss like a sailor? Use the word and know the meaning, okay? Somebody's teaching them directly or indirectly. They are learning. So the same is with spirituality. The same is with something positive. No matter what you do, you're teaching them. Sooner or later, whatever you say to them, around them, oh, it's coming out. So let's go ahead and think about what we're doing. Let's be proactive. Let's build from there. Spirituality is contagious. I promise you. You do it with a smile, they will want to. Now, if you do it and you're frowning, if you're not getting no good results, people will be like, oh, no, I can't do that. Mm-mm. Nah, I need my bacon. I can't do it. But when you're doing it and you're getting somewhere, people are like, well, I don't really need that biscuit. I can let go of the biscuit for a blessing. I'll exchange my biscuits for blessings. That's what happens when we do what we're supposed to do. Okay, family? So let's continue to teach those. Let's continue to show others positive benefits of working with God, not the chore of working with God, because don't nobody sign up for extra chores, okay? I just want you to know. People generally don't sign up for extra chores, but they will sign up for those blessings. So let's remember what we're doing and who we are when we're doing it, because people like, you know, we are the ones that are setting new standards. All right? So let's go ahead and set these standards and give people something positive to work towards. So as I'm waiting, don't worry, Press one. We're going to get to you. One thing I learned, out of the many things I learned, slow and steady wins the race, okay? Don't be afraid to go slow. This is not a foot race, okay? The race won't be over tomorrow. The race is over when God calls you. And see how no one knows that number. No one knows that date. That is the one thing, I don't care what kind of reader you're talking to, that's the one thing a reader cannot tell you. They don't know that last date, okay? Slow and steady. Start somewhere. Don't look at this thing and be like, oh, it's too big, oh, it's 30 days straight. Okay, so in order for me to do the, I was like, how am I going to do this radio program at a decent hour? I didn't want to do it at 5 in the morning. I didn't want to do it at 6 in the morning. I wanted to do it at 7, which is a decent time, you know, not the crack of dawn. How am I? Okay, so I get to work an hour early to do the program, and I have to stay at work an hour later to make up for the time. So that means I'm not doing 11 hours at work. I'm really doing 12 and a half, all right? It's a really long day. It's a really, really long day. I said, okay, how am I going to work in this walking? How am I going to do it? I don't see an opportunity. I don't see the time. I don't see this, all right? How am I going to work in eating my vegetables like I should, eating my fruit like I said I want to do, because, you know, by the time I do get home, I'm tired. So when I started this fast, it looked like an impossible feat. I can tell you that. I did not know how it was all going to get done. And this is my obligation. I'm not even talking about setting this up, calling this, writing this letter. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about what I said I'm going to do for God. I didn't see a way to get it all done. And as I was looking at it, and I turned it to the side, cocked it to the side, couldn't see, no way. Stood up straight again, didn't see a way. I said, you know, God will make a way. And I put it down, and I said, well, let me worry about today. And that's what I did. I walked slow and steady. And each day, I made it through that day. And some days, I got a lot done. And some days, I barely got my basics done, okay? But I kept going. I kept going. It didn't matter if it was slow, in my opinion. What I needed was steady. What I needed was to be able to show myself, my God, my ancestors, what I need to be able to do is show that I was moving. And I was moving steady. I didn't want to do the cha-cha. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go up and back and up and back. So one thing I learned is that slow and steady does win the race. Don't be afraid to go slow. Don't be afraid to pile it on layer by layer. You don't have to jump all into it right away. You can just move layer by layer, making it happen. Okay? That's kind of important, family, because so many times we'll see the big picture and we're like, that's what I need to do. I need everything at once. And that's not always true. And that can cause people to become disheartened, dismayed, think, okay, I can't make this happen. You know, we need to move past the can't, the shoulda, woulda, coulda, and all that, and really just get to the point where we're saying, what can we do? You know, I did a post on Facebook, and it just talked about find one reason to love, because we have plenty of hate going around. We just need one reason to love, you know. So find a way to make it through one more hour. You know, if you can't do the whole day, just one more hour. Just slow and steady. Allow yourself to develop. Allow yourself to build and to grow. You know, there's so much out here. start small. It's okay, but we got to do something. Doing nothing, staying paralyzed, keeps us right where we were, nowhere. We have to be able and willing to do more. One thing else that I learned, and this kind of surprised me, and God is always surprising me, because I get surprised at how full God is. I get surprised at when I learn more dimensions to God. And it's not that I think I know everything. I understand that from my angle, way down here on Earth, I'm expecting to see what, let's just say, hypothetically, all of the bottom of God's feet, right? And that's what I thought I was seeing, all of the bottom. Now, I knew there was a top, and I knew there was legs, I knew there's a whole body, but I thought I was seeing a good bit of what could be seen from my angle, right? This devotion's really, really taught me I am barely seeing a big toe. I'm barely seeing a big toe from the sole of the feet. Forget the rest of the body. I can't even get to that part. I don't even think it's humans get to that part. But even at the bottom of the feet, I've only seen that big toe. And I'm sitting here like, how big does this get? How large is our God? And then my brain starts to say, large enough to be everywhere and to see everything and to be an active participant, to be a steering wheel and a spare tire, to be, you know. And so I understand that it gets big, but this particular devotion really, really made it plain for me to understand that it's way, way bigger. God is way bigger than I even have an inkling, okay? And that was, I would say that was a humbling experience for me, you know? It's like I wonder what our ancestors way, way before thought when they saw the base of the mountain and they saw the mountain just go up, up into the clouds. You know, I wonder what they thought, not having cars to climb up or having airplanes that can fly over. I wonder what they thought as far as how big is this. You're sitting and it stretches from east to west when the whole horizon, when it takes up the whole horizon. How big is this? And you start to question your very existence. How big is this? Right? So that was my experience with God, this devotion. And like I said, I have been studying God for quite some time. I feel like I have a personal relationship with God, right? But when I learned that, when I really took the time to look and God showed me just around the corner, that's all I did was I peeked around the corner. But when I saw all that was around the corner, I kind of jerked myself back because I was like, what is all that? And it's a lot to try to comprehend, a lot to try to absorb. But I did. I tried, you know, and like a child covering up their eyes, that's immediately what I did because I could not begin to fathom all that was around that corner, okay? And so that was part of my study. And as I continue my studies, and I'm always studying,
I was talking to the goddaughters the other day, and they were like, I told them, I'm reading a book, and I just was teasing with them. And they're like, yeah, but were you studying? I was like, oh, snap, I was studying.
I'm always studying. Even my fun books that I read are studies. So I just wanted to let people know something that I learned, that there's so much more to God. So much more. We're only seeing a little tiny bit. And I know why. Because of people like me. People like me that would spend their life trying to discover, trying to map out, trying to fully comprehend everything else that's around that corner from God, trying to see. That's me. I know. I do it. I do it, and I did it, and I do it again. You know, I love to study God. I love to study God's word. And to know that there's still so much more after decades of intense study, I'm not surprised. I am amazed. I am encouraged. I'm in awe. I'm all of those things. What did it take for me to see this? What did it take for me to realize this? And I love what Sister Stacy said. Discipline. Discipline. If you are playing some of this crazy rap music, guarantee you're not about to see how full God gets. Okay, don't forget, negativity and positivity are not going to share the same space, period. God's going to put a stoppage to that. So we need to make sure that we're preparing ourselves to see these miracles, okay, to feel these miracles. You know, it takes time, energy, devotion, dedication, all these things to put together this gift basket. It takes all these things to also continue to have God take the time to share with us. Understand, God doesn't have to show us anything. It is a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's an experience. It's a blessing. God doesn't have to show us these things. We can sit here and be like the children of Israel and walk around in a circle for 40 years, you know. No. If you are disciplined, if you follow God's instruction, if you pay attention to this devotions period, it really does end up setting you up properly so that you can go and have the type of life, understanding, relationship with God, you know. Now, something else I learned, and this was touched on a couple of times too. Working on my relationship with God helps me to work on my relationship with everyone else. You remember, I forget what day it was, and maybe day 7, 8, I can't even remember. It hit me like an epiphany as we're getting this gift basket together for God. God is giving us the fruit. It's like we'll give him a fruit basket. He peels the fruit and gives us the good stuff on the inside, okay? The more I find myself giving to God, the more I was getting from God. And I was like, okay, all right. I was talking to a young man who's incarcerated, and I said, well, did you send your mother a gift card? Did you send your mother a card? You know, did you draw her a picture to mail to her? Did you do anything like that to acknowledge her? And he said, why would I buy her something with the money she sends me? I'd be just giving her back her own money. I was like, yes, but you'd be giving it back in a better form. I was like, you'll be showing her part of her investment, you know, and I was like, you know, and he was like, so she expects me, and of course I was talking to a 21-year-old, so I wasn't really fully expecting him to get it. I was just trying to plant a seed, okay? But he's like, she expects me to need money, but yet to spend money on her? Yeah. Spend that $2 to $3 and on a card, or turn around and draw a picture and give that to her. But even though it started with her, even though it's her money, it's her gift, turn around and give it back to her in a way that it becomes a gift for her. So, and I explained to him, what are the benefits? What are the benefits of giving to someone who gives to you? Well, one, they'll keep giving it to you, you know. You'll develop a relationship. You can express appreciation, you know. And I went through this list with him, and he's still kind of looking at me like the lights ain't on. And but I sit back and think about, we do the same thing with God. All that belongs to God, and he could take it in 2 seconds or less. You know what I'm saying? God can take what we call our little blessings, what we call the cream of a crop. God can harvest that crop and call it in 2 seconds. See, this is why I don't get arrogant about my gifts. I don't get arrogant about anything that I think is, it ain't really my gift. God allows me to use it, and I appreciate him. You know, that don't ever get so full of yourself that you forget where the blessing actually started from, you know. So in this, I learned to be, I learned there's more to God. I learned that the more I give, the more I get back, you know, which of course for me encourages me to give even more. I learned that the trouble isn't where I thought it was, you know, and it's funny. And I know God changes the test every year, okay? Because, of course, we would learn how to pass and ace the test. See, this is what everyone's doing now. Everyone's like, hey, I got this far. I know I got these next 6 days. I'm going to knock them out. And next year, did you hear that? Next test, I'm going to study this, this, and this so I can be ready. Everyone that already knows what they're going to do next year, they know that because they're going to start practicing it. Watch them. They're going to start saying, oh, really? So I have to fast for 30 days? Well, I'm going to jump on a Wednesday fast to get that fast muscle good and strong. And I'm just going to grab every Wednesday like everybody else. Everyone, you know, people that are already thinking about next year, they're already saying, okay, I know from this fast, this is what I need to work on. You know, what I gained from this devotion really was an intimate understanding of myself as well, physically. You know, I'm moving into 50. 50 ain't no joke, okay? Aging ain't for punks. I'm going to tell you that right now, okay? Getting old. You know, this is why people give so much props to the elders. They're like, yeah, yeah, the elders. Okay, so as a pre-elder, I'm telling you what I know. Aging ain't easy. Not at all, okay? So, but now through this devotions, I've learned more about my body. You know, before COVID, I was going to the gym. Yeah, I was working on this. COVID came, slammed all my gyms closed. Changed the way that we work, changed the way we interact with people. You know, everything that we knew about life stopped. I'm still amazed at that. I don't know how a virus was able to do that. A cold, y'all, shut the United States, not just the United States, really shut the world down. I was in the middle of something. I really was. I was in the middle of something. Understanding that I was in the middle of something, I still had to wait. I still had something going on. What I learned from this devotions is that, you know, as I age, I need to treat my body differently. It's not even a matter of better or worse. It's just different. I need to treat my body differently. My body needs different foods, okay? My body doesn't need other foods, okay? All that soda, that soda needs to be a thing of the past. I am not no spring chicken. I don't need to play around with sodas. You know, that's for children, not for grown women like me, okay? I need to begin to understand, I don't call them limitations of my bodies, but I want to understand some of the caution lights that are coming on. I got some rotate tires coming on. I got some other stuff really starting to really communicate with me. And so I need to understand, how do I love myself and build myself at this age and focus on that during devotions? And as we start doing our journaling and everything else like that, now's the time to start paying attention. Our body is clean. Our body is clear. We should be more focused. You know, the first 2 or 3 days, yes, you're just kind of spinning in the air. After, by now, we in day 24. You shouldn't be thinking about, I mean, my first couple of days, I was like, oh, my God, I'm worried about not waking up one time. I have been petrified about this. I mean, that's part of my, I'm glad there's only 6 more days. I don't want to miss getting up. I don't want to miss my devotions. I don't want to miss my food in the morning because I don't want to do it like that. So, what I've learned day 24, I don't have to worry about that. You know, if you wake up late, you wake up late. It's not a crime, but don't worry about it. Put that nervous energy into the universe for the universe to come and take full advantage of you. You know what I'm saying? I got a caller I want to grab real quick because I really want to understand what people got out of this devotion. What did you get? What did you learn? Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Hello. Hi.
Hey. Hey, my baby Ellison. How you doing?
Hey, Godmother. I'm fine.
Good.
I learned a lot.
All right.
I learned a lot, Godmother. For you. Who loves
it? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one of the first things I've learned is the things that I'm struggling with, I realized that I was codependent on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning about myself and the things that I run to when I'm triggered, weren't things that I run to when I'm not triggered. It's just a part of my life because I made it a part of my life. So it's like I have to build relationships with myself, a new one, and the things that I got going on over here. And I'm honest enough to say that now and willing to be vulnerable with it. That's the first thing. That's my approach with dealing with a wonderful approach, because it's like at first I felt like once I became like officially like your goddaughter, right, it was like, oh my goodness, I'm her goddaughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to sneeze. I want to sneeze wrong. You know, I want to look good. I want to make sure she looks good. You know what I'm saying? But it's not even about that, because I was chosen, and I was chosen for a reason. So now I'm taking the pressure off myself to just understand that I can be compassionate with myself and I can be honest with those around me, because, you know, at first I had the impression that, you know, it's kind of like the pastor's daughter, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, look at the pastor's daughter. So it's like I am now just like, you know, calm down, Aza. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, these are the same people that held you up when you was getting your behind popped. So it was like they with you. They got you. They're not here to judge you. You know, be honest with your godmother. And she, you know, she's so tapped in anyway, she's going to know if you're not being honest. So just tell her the truth. Here it is, Mama.
Yeah.
You know, here it is, a wonderful person. So it's like now I have a better relationship with my spiritual family because I'm okay with being vulnerable and, you know, not putting so much pressure on myself as a goddaughter and understanding that we're still in this together, you know what I'm saying? And I'm getting the support that I need from everyone, you know? So I'm being human. I'm allowing myself to be human for a second, and that's new for me. And you know that. You know that personally. Like,
that is so super duper awesome. Now let me ask you this. Okay? And take a second to breathe and think about it. Now, in hindsight, can you see you were stressing yourself out for no reason?
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And I was bringing attention by trying not to be in the circle, like.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those people, excuse me, I don't want to interrupt everybody, but I'm trying to be quiet. Like, girl, if you're trying to be quiet, you're going to be quiet then, okay? I mean, it's amazing what our brains do to ourselves. Our brain will have us worried about things that don't even exist. You know, mm-hmm. we're up here putting all this pressure on ourselves over things that aren't even important. They don't exist. But yet,
mm-hmm.
we think we got to beat ourselves up. We got to be these perfect people. I mean, God does not expect perfection from us. So how in the world could some other person who listens to God expect perfection? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it took me a minute. It took, oof.
Yeah, nothing but compassion. Nothing but, look, we were just talking, what you see and what you're exposed to, that's going to come out of you. So if I'm spending time with God and God is about love, that's what you're going to see and feel, is that love. When I'm around God, when God is up here and he is merciful and graceful and he's kind, and right? If I'm spending time with God, you should see those same characteristics out of me. I should be like the moon reflecting that energy, you know? And so that is who I'm supposed to be. That's who we all are. Because remember, prayer is practicing. It's practicing God's word. It's practicing God's energy. It's practicing God's blueprint for us. We're making our commitments and praying over and over and over. And so these are God's words. Pretty soon, God's words will become our words. This is why we have to pay attention to what we put in ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so glad that you've gotten to this point that you can now kind of actually enjoy your time with us and enjoy being around us, knowing that you're in a safe environment.
Yes. And that helps a lot, especially like, you know, just building and this fast, you know, it can shake you sometimes. And it's like,
yes,
now that I'm allowing myself to be human, it's like I'm not expecting to get fussed at, even though I knew it wasn't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, mm-hmm. well, don't tell them you're struggling because you don't want to get. And it's not even like that.
Yeah.
I had to just sit down and be like, breathe, honey, relax.
Yes.
Relax.
Yes.
It's okay. Enjoy the process.
Yes.
And I am
yes.
finally getting to that point that I'm enjoying it, and it's not a task, like you said. It's,
awesome.
It's just, it's beautiful. Like, and I know that I still have things to work on, and I'm planning on working on them with my family, you know.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with it now. I don't feel like I have to put on this facade, like I could just be. And that's amazing because God loves us the way we are. You know what I'm saying? And it's like God's love is so pure and unconditional and so just amazing. So now that I'm allowing God's love to flow freely through others to get to me, I feel blessed. I don't feel in pressure. I don't feel like I'm just in the way. I feel like I belong. And I feel like even with my struggles, I am still loved. And that piece right there, it took me a while, but I'm just grateful. I am gratitude.
So awesome. Gratitude. Awesome. You got a lot from the devotion. You got a lot. I'm so glad. Spirit just had to sit you down and let you know, hey, this is what this is. We are here for you. We are building you. You are one of us. You belong here. All of those things, so important, so positive, so necessary. And you got them all just by listening. you had to kind of slow your own thoughts down and just listen. Listen for God. Listen for God. One thing about, I'm telling you, one thing about life, and this goes for everybody, God will tell you exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You just have to listen. You may have to train yourself to listen, but God already has those words in place. So don't hesitate to listen, to love, to build, all of that. All of that is God. So my dear baby elephant, I'm so glad, again, that you went through the fast, you're building, you're growing, you're developing. I'm so glad that you are, I think it's your second fast, you know. And so I'm so glad that you were able to get all of that and continue. And then also be encouraging to others. You know, how can we get this far in a program and we didn't talk about our fast buddies, okay? I think Sister Stacy said something about it. Those fast buddies, okay, are awesome. Our fast buddies really help us to say, okay, look, this is what we're doing. This is the way we're trying to do it. But I'm a little short. Don't worry, I'm short too. But I promise you that there's going to be someone in your fast group that ain't short. They're like, look, I got everybody. We're going to get this. We're going to make this happen. So that's why we have the fast buddies, so that you can be the inspiration. Don't forget, this is a collective. It's not just about me. I am a piece of a wonderful approach. There's lots and lots of other pieces. And we all come together perfectly like that puzzle. You see? And what I love about a wonderful approach is one day you'll be the one learning, next day you'll be the one teaching, next day you'll be the day learning. If you're not learning as you're teaching, you're doing it incorrectly. This is why I always have my pen and paper. I don't play around, because I know if I am to do the job that God signed me up to do, I also got to learn. I got to be open to hear. I got to keep that ear pegged. I got to keep that ear cocked and ready. I have to keep my heart open. I got to keep my head, my ego, my pride, all that. Keep all that to yourself. We need to hear what God has to say, whether it comes through a butterfly or whether it comes through word spoken. We need it. We need it. So those fast buddies, don't take your fast buddy for granted. You never know. I don't know how we got these fast buddies, but you never know what your fast buddy, one, has to teach you, and then two, what you have to teach them, okay? You know, even if you have a young fast buddy, don't hesitate to reach out to them. Don't hesitate to listen. They have wisdom. You know, they have full angel wings. They are young, only chronological, only by our years. Some of these young people in a wonderful approach, when you talking about second, third, fourth, fifth generation coming in, when you talking about eager to learn, when you talking about fearless, I look at some of these young people, I'm like, okay, God, okay. That's what praying gets you. Okay, I got it. So no matter who your fast buddy is, no matter what you're trying to work on, understand, you know, they're there to help and you're there to help them as well. So 6 more days, let's try. Let's try a little bit more. Let's try to reach out. Let's be compassionate for if we know we have family that is in need or struggling, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, there are people, we have community service opportunity right here in A Wonderful Approach, okay? So if you have not been able to get your service together, you can always call me. I don't care what state you're in. I got somebody who needs some help, physical help, hands-on help, an extra phone call or two. You know, let's get some prayers going. So don't hesitate to say, Mama 7, I need some service because I got plenty for you, okay? So we're moving into our prayer portion for the night. I love the prayer portion. You know, we're getting double, triple, quadruple dose now because everyone should be trying to really, really stay focused in on their prayers. One, two, we should be focused on our studies, and our studies should be leading us to prayer. And then we have, we're just continuing to build ourselves in his word. So, you know, by the time we get to this evening, you should have your own personal prayer done, a wonderful approach prayer in. You know, that's 5 and 6 prayers a day. How blessed is that? And all this we put in our gift basket. All of this we prepare for God so that he knows how we feel and he knows how prepared we are to do this work. I heard some underlying themes of the evening. Gratitude. How about the baby started us off with gratitude? How about the value of family, whether it's your biological or your spiritual family? Understanding, there's so much more to understand. You know what I'm saying? There's so much more to understand. So don't fret. Don't worry. You know, take the pressure all the way off. You're not going to learn all this. Take the pressure off. Put the passion in. Because the passion is going to be what sustains us. We need the passion. So it was an absolute great show. I loved hearing all the wonderful feedback about devotions. I love the idea that not only are people excited right now where they are, they're excited about what is to come in the future. They're already making plans to continue their service to God. It does not get better than that, family. I'm overwhelmed with joy with the work that we've been able to accomplish. And this has just been 24 days. It's just been 24 days. But what this fast does for me is it pumps me up as I get ready to go down the line. It pumps me up as I get to say, okay, look, I know we're going to make more of this. We're going to do more of that. You know, we're going to prepare this. As I know, as we get ready to do all of this blessed work, you know, we have those that have assigned duties and where I know that I can count on this person for this and that person for that. You know, as we get bigger and stronger, I'm starting to see the true leaders that I have in this organization. And it just makes me so incredibly proud. So proud that this many people have decided to take their understanding of God further. They have committed to learning more about themselves, to making sacrifice and making offering to God, which is an ancient tradition. You know, they've been doing this since Cain and Abel day, okay? Preparing offerings. What happens when we are the offering? How personal does it get at that point? We have an intimate knowledge, not just our work, we're taking care of this offering for however long. We are the offering. We have to start to take care of ourselves. How about? What a blessing, right? All right, my family, we're going to go ahead and move into the prayer portion. We do prayer every Wednesday because I want to make sure we're anything that we do in the positive. We add God in there. God makes it positive. God makes it righteous. God makes our tongues blessed so that we can continue on being a blessing, right? That's what God does. All right. Moving into the prayer, Father, Mother God, we come before you humbly so that you may continue to work with us, continue to bless us, continue to enlighten us. Please enlighten us into your word, into your desires, into your heart. Please allow us to have a clear path to you. Please remove the stumbling blocks that give us the energy to climb over them so that we can stay in, so that we can be and stay close to you, God. We all know that close to you is in that safe harbor. We know we can seek refuge within you, God. We know that we can continue to be good, positive people close to you, God. God, we work on these gift baskets. We work on preparing ourselves for you in the best way possible because we want to give you nothing but the best to the point that we give you ourselves. God, we're going to give you our worries and woes and lay them down and not to pick back up once we've done that. God, we give you all of the praise and the glory because you are worthy and you deserve it. We do these actions, God, to give you our first fruit. We desire to give to you what is yours. We desire to give to you what is deserved. We desire to give to you so that you may give to others, knowing that our race needs help, our species needs help, our genders need help. We as humans, all of us humans, we need help. We know that, God, you can solve any problem, any challenge. You are the answer. So I don't worry about the question because I already know the answer, God. I know that you're the answer. I know that you can make a way out of no way. I know you can bring hope to the hopeless. I know that you can build any and all things. I trust in you, God. I trust in your way. I trust that your way, your will for myself and a wonderful approach will be done. God, I ask for the strength to continue this good fight. I wish to do your work, God. I wish to be a good citizen. I wish to be able to continue to build and to grow with these beautiful angels that have decided to dedicate themselves to you, God. I ask for the strength to continue. I ask for the wisdom to continue. I ask for divine clarity to ensure that every word spoken is your word, God. Please make sure to help me, remind me, not to include myself in your word, God. Your word is powerful, strong, complete. My word is not necessary. God, I ask these things because I know that they would be positive for myself and my family. God, I ask that that same blessing, the blessing of knowing you personally, the blessing of building with you personally, I've asked and begged that you continue to allow those eyes with eyes to see and with ears to hear to get to know you on a personal level and to help continue to learn and to abide by your rules, your testament, to create their testimony. I ask these things in your name. Thank you. Amen.